Well, amen. Thank the Lord today for those songs by Misty Smith. And what a blessing today. If that those songs didn't bless you, then like the country preacher said, your wood's wet, if that didn't light your fire. But anyway, today on this Mother's Day, of course, we don't have everybody gathered here in church, obviously, today. We're limited like all other churches in our area as far as attendance is concerned. But at the same time, thank God, we can still have a church service today. This is the second holiday, when you count Easter and now Mother's Day, that we're having to do what we're having to do. But I've never come to appreciate a cell phone any more than I do right now, that we can actually be here, be having service. And I think you folks out there can hear me and see me. Is that right?
Amen.
On this Mother's Day, we do have four mothers in our building today. Want to say happy Mother's Day to Misty Smith and Charlene Tester and Carol Peters and Bernie Johnson. And so they're here today. And I trust each one of you mothers out there are having a great day. In fact, if you're a mother listening, it wouldn't bother me at all if you want to just type in, I'm a mother. Send it right on through to us on this Mother's Day. But we're going to have a good service, and we're glad you're with us today for this Mother's Day. Now, I announced this past week, as far as on the Facebook page, we're planning on preaching this morning on the subject, Things That My Mother Taught Me. And so if you can find a Bible, if you have a Bible near you, would you please open your Bibles now to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and I want to read verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse number 1. Let me just read one verse today from this text. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 and verse number 1, the words of King Lemuel, and I think King Lemuel was none other than Solomon himself, but it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Notice it says the prophecy or the oracles that his mother taught him. Let's just bow our heads for prayer at this time. Father, I pray now your blessings upon the message from the Word of God. I thank you today for all of the great mothers that are associated with our church and the various other mothers that are not associated with our church, but perhaps are listening today and viewing today this live broadcast. Father, I thank you today for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for your goodness. And I pray now today that you would bless in a very special way the mothers of Smith Grove Baptist Church and all of the other mothers today around this country and world. Now, Father, bless us, speak to our hearts, encourage us today, and bless, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, my subject today for this broadcast time, for this message time, is simply the subject, the thought, things that my mother taught me. Every single one of us today have been blessed to be taught by our mothers. Amen. We're thankful for mom. We're glad for what our mothers taught us. And that's what I want to speak today on as far as our time together. Solomon reflects upon the teaching of his mother, who was Bathsheba. I think we see that here in this 31st chapter. We honor mothers today, for they honored us with what they taught us. So we honor them today. I want us to think for just a moment as we move into my message. And again, let me thank each of you for joining us. And let me announce that we will be having our services coming Wednesday. We'll be having a 6 o'clock service here in the auditorium this coming Wednesday. And so please keep that in mind and pray for our services here. Now, let me begin today by talking about the uniqueness of a mother. You know, mother is a unique person. The mother's role is a unique role. We can never overstate the importance, the uniqueness of the mother. Mothers are a treasure, unique in a way unmatched by anyone else or unmatched by any other title. Mothers have a way of dealing with our children and communicating, which is unique to only mothers. They even have their own dictionary and meaningful words. Now, I learned that growing up, and I'm sure probably you have learned the same thing. Mom has a way of saying things that no one else can match. For example, Mom may use the description sometimes, may go in a restaurant and might talk about somebody being a dumb waiter. Now, what is a dumb waiter? Well, mother would mean that as someone who asked if the kids would care to order dessert. Mother would say, that would be a dumb waiter. Also, let's take the word feedback. What is feedback in the vocabulary of a mother? Feedback is the inevitable result when the baby doesn't appreciate the strained carrots. That's what feedback is. And what about this? What about the mother's use or definition of the words full name? Full name. You know, what is full name in the vocabulary of a mother? Full name is what you call a child when you're mad at them. Now, can't we relate to that? Amen. Charles, Ray, Peters, Jr., you better behave yourself. What about grandparents? Grandparents. Grandparents are the people who think your children are wonderful, even though they're sure you're not raising them right. That's grandparents. What about a puddle? A puddle. Well, a puddle is a small body of water that draws other small bodies wearing dry shoes into it. And then, mother's definition of a show-off. You know what a show-off is? That's a child who's more talented than yours. That's a show-off. Let me try to transition myself back now to the mode, serious mode, as we consider our message today. Let's take this passage of scripture here this morning. Solomon says in chapter 1, verse 8, he says, "Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Forsake not the law of thy mother. Now, we can look at that verse. We can understand basically that the father gives the instruction, but it's the mother that lays down the law. I see that in that verse. The mother has the most influence on a child's life. It's the arms of the mother where the child feels most secure. You know, science would suggest that a child can literally hear the voice of its mother within the womb from the vibrations which are given off by her. And I think there's some merit to that thought. There's a connection that comes from inside the womb of a woman to a baby, which can never, excuse me, be broken. No one can fulfill the role that a mother feels. It is unique. It is precious. It is tender. It is one of a kind. When we think of the Mother's Day tradition, I would remind us today that President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed May the 9th, or the second Sunday of May, 1914, was when this was enacted as Mother's Day. President Wilson asked Americans to give their public thank you to their mothers and to all mothers. Now, when we think of Mother's Day, there's a little bit of a mixed emotion. Mother's Day is coupled with mixed emotion. Some people find Mother's Day happy. Others find Mother's Day a little sad. There's a little bit of a mixed emotion. Some may have lost their mothers, and some mothers may have lost a child. Some may not have had the best upbringing. Some women have never been able to bear children. Some may have been raised in a foster home or by relatives. You know, not every household, not every family is like the Cleavers or the Brady Bunch or Father's Knows Best or the Ozzie and Harriet family. Some of you have been raised in Christian homes. All of us have been affected, however, by motherhood. Everyone listening to me today, you have a mother, you had a mother, some of you may be a mother, you're married to a mother, or you know a mother. In other words, that's just the way it is. But Mother's Day can be a little bit sad. But Mother's Day can be glad. So there are mixed emotions accompanied with Mother's Day. But you see the thing about it. Every one of you who have mothers or who had mothers that were saved, that have served God, that have raised you according to scriptures, I can say to you today, you have more to rejoice about and to thank God about than what you can even begin to realize. Amen. It's going to take an eternity to be able to show our gratitude enough for good mothers that have taken their time before God to raise us up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We look at the Mother's Day text. The Mother's Day text. The book of Proverbs. Chapter 31. The book of Proverbs. Here's something you may find a little interesting. The book of Proverbs begins with words from a father, and it ends with words from a mother. Interestingly enough, the book of Proverbs begins with the father saying, "My son." And the book of Proverbs ends with a mother saying, "My son." I believe that King Lemuel was Solomon. You know, Proverbs chapter 31 is a little bit like a Mother's Day card. Think about its uniqueness. Proverbs chapter 31 reflects sentiments of a mother. Proverbs chapter 31 has 31 verses. 31 verses. You remember that poem we used to cite? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which hath the 28 and find a leap year gave it 29. Did I get that right? You know, talking about 31 days. Now imagine chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs as being a Mother's Day chapter of the Bible with a Mother's Day verse for every day of the month. That's kind of an interesting thought. 31 verses, 31 days, and a verse for every day of the month. Now we think today of the teachings of this Mother's Day chapter. What does it say? How could I encourage mothers today? What could I say to you today watching and listening to me that are mothers? What could I say to you that might be an encouragement and a blessing to you on this Mother's Day? Let's allow this precious chapter to formulate our thought. This chapter is laced with teaching. It concerns what Solomon's mother taught him. It's a chapter of instruction. Solomon's mother had a burden for him. Her name was Bathsheba. Bathsheba. Now I wonder about her burden. I believe that her burden, no doubt, was that Solomon not repeat her mistake. Not repeat her mistake. You remember the mistakes that David made. You remember the affair that David had with Bathsheba. So I'm thinking now that the concern, the burden that Bathsheba would have had would have been that her son not repeat her mistakes. We look at the 31st chapter. We ask the question today, what are the lessons that Solomon's mother taught him? Number one, I believe that Solomon's mother would have taught him that model mothers, model women, are rare. They're rare. Verse number 10. Their price is far above rubies. Amen. Far above rubies. I'd say that's pretty rare, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Model women are rare. They're few and far in between. Price above rubies. Now, secondly, model women are reassuring. Verse number 11 lets us know their husband can trust them. Their husband can trust them. They are reassuring. Then thirdly, model mothers are resourceful. Verse number 13, she works willingly with her hands. Model women are responsive. She wants to help the poor and the needy. If you'll read verse number 20. Model women are respected. They're clothed with strength and honor. Verse 25. That's respect, strength, and honor. I, on this Mother's Day, would apply these verses to two mothers that I know. All of you today that are listening that are mothers, happy Mother's Day, and God bless each of you. But I would apply these verses to two mothers that I know. First of all, I would apply these verses. Well, let me say, I would apply them to three mothers. I would apply them to my mother, to my mother-in-law, and then I would apply them to the mother of my son. On Mother's Day, I can say without any reservation that my son could not have had a better mother.
Amen.
I say that without any reservation. Next to the Lord, His mother is a main support that I've had in the ministry for over 50 years. I reflect on my own mother who actually went to heaven on Mother's Day. I was in the military. I was deployed to Iraq. My mother passed away on Mother's Day. I was called home early. I came home on a leave and had a part in conducting my mother's funeral. But let me do this. Let me brag about my mother on this Mother's Day. And I know that you can relate to my comments, I'm sure. I think of what my mother taught me. I think of what she taught me. My mother taught me the lesson of true mother's love. My mother grieved when I was in sin, but my mother never quit loving me.
Amen.
I remember my mother's joy when I got saved. I remember that night when Jesus Christ came into my heart and life.
Amen.
And I announced that glad truth to my mother.
Yes.
And my mother wept, literally wept tears of joy.
Amen.
My mother had true love. My mother really loved when God saved me. Because my mother had seen me at my very worst. What did she teach me? She taught me the lesson of a true mother's love. My mother taught me the work ethic. She taught me to appreciate simple things in life. She taught me to not take myself too serious all of the time. My mother had a tremendous sense of humor. My mother would make you laugh at the drop of a hat. My mother had some sarcastic humor. But my mother did crazy things that made us all laugh, and then she would laugh at herself. I think it's a rare and a unique gift when a person is able to even laugh at themselves. That shows a degree of humility. I remember one time my mother, we took her to, where was it? Was it Florida? Where did we take her? Where the umbrella came from?
Dollywood.
We took her to Dollywood. It was pouring down the rain. And my mother, she gets out of the car. Of course, she had her umbrella. But my mother could not figure out how, for whatever reason, to get that umbrella to go up. It's pouring down the rain. She's soaked like a wet hen. But she's walking across the parking lot with the umbrella. It's not even open. It's still up. And laughing all at the same time. That's the kind of person my mother was. My mother lived and loved in such a way that I miss her to this day. She loved and lived in such a way that I miss her. You know, when a mother lives and loves in that way, you find it easy to miss her. My mother taught me that marriage is serious and family is a priority. My mother raised 8 kids and we knew where we could find her if we needed her. We knew where she was. We knew that she was faithful to my dad. We knew that she could be accounted on. We knew where we could find her. And my mother had a way. 8 kids. Put this in your mind. 8 kids. She had a way of loving us all equally. 8 kids. She still had a way of sharing her love. My mother was the type of a person that would still beat the daylights out of you when you didn't need it. I still remember those hickory switches. I still remember those paddlings. I still remember her running after us. The worst thing you could do in my home was to run from your mother if she's out to get you. One time, my mother was chasing one. Well, I think of my brother, my oldest brother, Dave. You all know Dave. One time, my brother was mixing sausage, making sausage, grinding sausage. And my brother Dave sassed her. That was mistake number one. When he sassed her, my mother took a big wad of raw sausage and stuck it in my brother's mouth. My brother on another occasion took off running and was running across the meadow, and there was a barbed wire fence. My brother attempted to jump that fence and he made it over, and my mother attempted to follow him over the fence and she didn't make it over. And that only intensified his problem when she got a hold of him. I'm telling you this morning, I was raised in a family that believed in discipline. And I thank God that I was raised that way, because back in them days when I was raised, we weren't given a time out. You know, never nothing like this. No time out in my family. It was get out of the house. And we had to face the music. And I believe in old-fashioned discipline. And I believe it does correct. And I believe it does help. I'm not talking about brutality. I'm talking about good old-fashioned biblical discipline. Like the Bible teaches. And there's no substitute. Excuse me. There's no substitute for God's method of raising children.
Amen.
There's no substitute. My mother was raised in hard times, but my mother maintained a soft heart. My mother taught me happiness is not based on things, but rather the family, the home, and love.
Amen.
My mother taught me lessons on sincerity and honesty. And I can remember one time, and I think about this. I was a little kid, just a small kid. And my mom taught us to be honest, to not take advantage of people. I remember this. I remember one time my mother taking me to a shoe store in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And I can remember sitting on one of the seats in the shoe store and try to get this picture. We were a poor family. I mean, we probably only got about one or two pairs of shoes a year. We had to make them last. But anyway, we're in the shoe store. And while I'm sitting there on the seat, I happen to look over and there's a big wad of money that somebody had lost out of their pocket right there on that seat. And I grabbed that wad of money without a moment's flash, and immediately ran that money right up and gave it to the clerk. Now, why would a 7-8-year-old boy act that way? Well, I'd say that's tribute to the way you were raised. Be honest. Somebody had lost their money, and we were taught that somebody deserves to have their money back. But I give the credit today to the fact of the way that we were raised. My mother taught us that honesty and sincerity is important. She taught us those things had value. My mother was far from being perfect. I was not raised in a Christian home. Mom got saved later in life, but I can say about her, when I think of my mother, what you saw was what you got. Now, my mother was not a Christian mother up until late in life, but she was honest. She spoke the truth. She was no hypocrite. You could believe what she said. You could trust her. She didn't put on a front. She said what she thought, and sometimes what she thought was rather rude. She could insult you in a heartbeat, couldn't she, honey? She really could. But you know, I look back on that today, on this Mother's Day, and I think about her old-fashioned honesty. I believe the Lord would use her old-fashioned honesty to teach me a lesson on trust. Though my mother did not teach me in the Bible, I was not raised on my mother's knee studying scripture, but still yet, my mother still taught us a lesson on trust. And that would translate into the fact that I would find it easier to trust the Lord later on. Because within my home, I could see trust. I could see loyalty. I could see honesty. I could see characteristics such as that. And when the day would come, the Spirit of God would convict my heart. I would find it easier to trust in the Lord because my mother had taught me the principle of trust. Amen. And now I could find it easy to apply it to the Lord. I don't remember my mother ever teaching me the Bible, but I believe that she trained me to find it easy later on in life to come to Christ. Amen. I look at my life, and I know that you do, and I have no regrets. The only regret that I have is not coming to Christ early. But you ask me today, do you regret being raised in a poor home? I would say absolutely not. I thank God today for the poverty I was raised in. I thank the Lord today because those things coupled taught me a little bit about the lesson of humility. The fact that I was no better than anyone else. The fact that I needed some help. The fact that I was a poor person needing something that could not be provided by anything upon this earth. I look at the poverty I was raised in, the simple lifestyle I had, and I can do nothing but thank God. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, had I have been raised some other way, I may have gone through life trusting my things and trusting circumstances rather than being humbled down and trusting God. Amen. So you know, God had it all in mind. The Lord had figured it out anyway. I thank God today that He can take difficult situations in a person's life and turn them around for His glory.
Amen. Amen.
But on this Mother's Day, I say thank God for the mother that I had. I say thank God for the mother that I was associated with when I married Carol. And then I say thank God for the mother that Carol is to our son. I'm wishing each of you today that are mothers a happy Mother's Day. I trust that God will bless you in a very special way. But may I say to any of you that might be listening that does not know the Lord,
yes,
there's just no way possible that you can ever function as a truly, I'm talking about truly good mother, as far as the deepest and the furthest way unless you have God's help in your life. In other words, mothers need the Lord.
Amen.
They need the Lord. And could I tell you today about a father? Mothers, you need the father. And you know how you come to know the father? Through his son.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ. He died for you on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
He took your sin debt and paid it in full.
That's right.
And you today on this Mother's Day can receive the Father.
Yes.
And you talking about a Mother's Day compliment and a Mother's Day blessing. Come to know the Father on Mother's Day. You today, if you're listening and are not a Christian, right where you are, I would encourage you to bow your head, humble your heart, and say, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner today, and I need Jesus as my Savior. Come into my heart, save me today for Jesus' sake, and God will save you today. Now let's close in prayer. Father, thank you today for this Mother's Day. Thank you for the opportunity today to bring this message that I pray has been a blessing. And if there's someone listening that has not been saved, I pray that they will get saved today and trust Jesus as their Savior and come to know the Father on Mother's Day. Lord, I pray today that you'll comfort, encourage, and bless all mothers that are listening, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.